with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom. Three-time Emmy-winning artist and actor, my man Ludacris. What's going on, Luda?
What up, bro? I feel like we may talk like once every year or 2 years, but every time we speak, it's literally like I spoke to you yesterday. That's how much of family you feel like to me, man. We got a lot in common.
Exactly. Well, I always get a big smile on my face when I know I'm talking to you and we finally link up, man. This is really cool. I want to get to your new platform that has launched, Kid Nation. For those not familiar, tell me about it.
Bro, this has been years in the making, man, and we finally launched. It is out right now, kidnation.com or the app. You can look for it. In a time of need, in a time where all these kids, they need this supplemental educational, you know, entertainment because they're all stuck in the house. They're all going stir crazy because of virtual school. This is me and my effort to try and change the world for the better and give them not only music, but an interactive site that is basically competing with the present day music industry with all positive content. Because I'm sure you know, Mario, that our kids, they intercept and listen to a lot of things that they maybe shouldn't be listening to, right?
Oh, yeah.
So right now, I'm literally offering up something that's totally different that no one has ever heard before. Numerous videos, numerous songs, all different genres of music, talking about, you know, science, talking about math, talking about self-help and self-encouragement and self-confidence. Everything that you want your kids to listen to that we wish we had when we were young. Kid Nation, you need to go to the app, and I'm telling you, it's a life and a game changer.
That sounds awesome, especially during this time when parents have to be the teachers, and sounds like a real important tool that can assist us all. For good for you, man. Good for you.
Yeah.
And another thing that I think is really cool that I'm proud of, because I grew up going to a boys club, is you teamed up with the Boys and Girls Club to give away a new car. Tell me about this.
Yeah, man. So, you know, right now, as you can see, man, it's like, our lives are just based on what we can do, what we can achieve when we're giving back to other people and trying to balance out the world from all of the negativity that's going on right now and just prepare people. So, you know, in a time of need, and I know there are so many families that are needing, what better, you know, thing to do than try and give away a car, man? So,
yeah.
Like you said, I know you grew up in the Boys and Girls Club. My father grew up in the Boys and Girls Club. So this is something really dear to my heart. So we're giving away a Bronco, man. All people have to do is go to winanewbronco.com, a 2021 Ford Bronco first edition, and then you'll be able to hang out with me. I'm going to hand people the keys whenever it's safe again for me to do that, hopefully in the next year. But literally, I want everybody to come win this customized Bronco.
Oh,
you
wow.
Know, courtesy of Boys and Girls Club and everybody at Galpin Ford. I'm happy to make other people happy during these time frames because we're so blessed, Mario.
No, you're exactly right. That's the best feeling in the world. Well, those are two beautiful things you got going on right there. And especially during the time right now, people could really use it. They'd appreciate it. So good for you, man. Well, you keep on winning, just like your song from back in the day. big congrats on the new Netflix deal. Tell me about this animated series, Karma's World. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, man. So my daughter, man, my oldest daughter, is all based on her. But there's, you know, it's a story and it's an animation of a young African-American girl that's trying to find her voice. And she does it through music. So, again, just empowering children, especially young girls in a time like now, to find their own voice and to be able to express themselves in the right way. And, you know, obviously using music as a tool because we know it's so many kids that love music. And this is going to come out. I literally seconds ago just got an email confirming the release date of Karma's World. It is November 5th of 2021, and everybody is hearing that first on with Mario Lopez.
Hey, there we go. I like it. Anytime right here.
Here on with Mario Lopez. Damn it.
Let's start the countdown now. 1 year.
Yeah, that's it. We'll be blowing it up until it gets there November 5th. That's great, man. I love all the content you're putting out right now. And you manage to stay so busy. You know, it's funny, Luda, because I forgot who I was talking to the other day, but you know, the rappers that we grew up liking and being a big fan of, like, unfortunately, just like a lot of musical artists, they have windows of about maybe what, a couple years, right?
Yeah.
But you've been so innovative and clever in sort of manifesting this whole other career and doing so many other things, been on the scene now for decades, man, which is really awesome. Was it just something that sort of came to be, or was that always the plan? Like, I want to do this and then transition, or you just kind of, opportunities presented itself?
Bro, I'm so blessed first and foremost. And thank you for saying that, man. And you know, the crazy thing is, I think I'm wired. Like I am programmed to, no matter what I am doing currently, that is only the stepping stone for whatever I'm supposed to do next. So when people don't even realize that I worked at a radio station before I was a rapper, but it was only because I wanted to become a rapper. And so when I was there, I was like, this is the perfect place for me to work, to all the producers and all of the artists that come here, in order for me to be a rapper. And then when I was a rapper, I was like, I could take this to be an actor and a producer and a host. And then I took it from there and I'm like, okay, now I need to create my own stuff and do, you know, so it's like every single thing I do is a stepping stone for the next thing. And as you can see, everything I'm trying to do at this point is legacy stuff and just leave, you know, stuff for children and try to mold the new generation. And that's why I feel like Kid Nation is so important. It's not even a want anymore. It's a need. And during times like this where everybody's going to be off for the holidays, this is the perfect time for them to check out Kid Nation. So go to Kid Nation right now. I promise you, you will thank me for this platform when your kids are able to check it out.
You got me all hyped, man. And we'll put all the information up on our website as well. Luda, I want to talk a little Fast and the Furious for a minute. It was supposed to come out in May. Now, of course, it's coming out this next May. But I'm sure it's going to be worth the wait, right?
Listen, I'm sitting here like, I don't know.
I'm waiting for you fools to like be in outer space because y'all done everything.
I think that's coming. I think we read that somewhere.
I am sworn to secrecy. I cannot say anything. But what I can tell you is there's a person that is in control of the Fast and Furious movies, and they literally have told me more than one occasion, this is the best Fast and Furious they've ever done. And I'm not just, I know that's cliche.
Saying something.
I know that's cliche, but I'm at odds myself. I don't know. I've not seen the movie yet, but I'm telling you, someone very much well in the know said this is the best one.
Period. Oh, damn, that's a tease right there. So 2021 looks like it's already turning up and starting off in the next level, right?
It's all Luda,
right? Praise. It's Luda. What about music, man? You still got time to work on some music? Anything in the works?
I do, man. I absolutely do. There's this huge deal that I've been working on that is like, I can't really divulge all the secrets of the information, but I can definitely promise everyone 2021, there will be some new music out. I kind of teased some stuff this year. Like I threw out a song with Lil Wayne and I had one with Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
You know, both of those are out right now. Found You and, you know, Silence of the Lambs, so they can check those out. But that was just to satisfy the audience. Something big is coming in 2021.
Oh, wow. That's going to be the year.
I love, by the way, that we got the exclusive on the Netflix thing and then everything else is a secret. It's just all 2021.
Hey, very true. So look, like I said, I gave you the exclusive on the Netflix thing, right. But you got to understand that was over 10 years in the making. So everything else is secret right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure I'll talk to you again soon. But the biggest thing that I need to tell everybody right now, free trial, Kid Nation right now.
That's the most important thing. Hey, like I was mentioning earlier, you Stay Winning, which of course, the song you did with Khaled. Well, how long ago was that? All I Do Is Win was how many years now? Because that's such a classic and it stays so prominent. You forget that it came out like when? Like 10 years? No, 8 years? How long?
You know what? You'd have to look it up, but I'm not sure. But I want to say like 8 years ago.
Dang,
but,
man, it doesn't feel that long.
It doesn't because every professional and, you know, like sports category.
It's an anthem now.
Team. Every team uses All I Do Is Win as their
fighters when they come out. Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah.
2009.
Dang,
dude. Wow. Dang. That's, I didn't even realize that.
Dang, 11 years. Well, about to be 12 years.
Almost 12 years. Still winning.
End of 2009, so.
Yeah. I mean, but still, I mean, it's still badass song.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It stays in the conscious because you're right. So many people use it and it's become like the anthem. Oh, that's funny, man. I can't believe it.
Listen, between All I Do Is Win, Justin Bieber, Baby, Usher, and then my number one hits. I'm doing okay during this COVID time, man. I don't have to have any shows right now.
Right.
I would love some shows, but I'm telling you, those 4 to 5 songs alone are going to keep me blessed and smiling the same way you see me every time you talk to me.
Good for you. I like it. That's the way you should, but I like it. What's up with Thanksgiving? You doing anything special? You leaving or you sticking around the crib?
Man, that's a good question, man. We're trying to play it safe. As you know, these COVID numbers are going up. We're probably just going to be at the crib, man, with the immediate family. And making sure that we, you know, we just stay safe and stay healthy, man.
Good for you.
Yeah, I don't want to invite a whole bunch of family members. I love my family, but the hell with that right now. Yeah. It's kind of hard to trust. And I'm sure other people, even if they don't want to admit it, will realize that this might not be the time to be around grandma right now. Like, I hate to say it, but it's the truth, man. We need to protect each and every one of our family members at all times. Some people are asymptomatic, don't even have any symptoms, don't realize what's going on. They're going out to the club. People are out just like acting like everything's normal. Well, that's not the case. So we're going to keep it safe.
All right. Listen, Luda, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? Yeah. Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Favorite show I binged during quarantine? There's a couple of them, man. Succession on HBO is one of them. Damn, man. What's in the Ozark? Yeah, is another one.
You got good ones.
There's something I just watched recently, and I'm like, oh, the one about coaches. I forget what it's called, though. Yo, you got to check out this movie called The Platform. I know you said television
show. Yeah. Where's The Platform on?
The Platform is on Netflix, and it's crazy because there's a prison, and it's got over 200 floors to it, and you wake up with one cellmate on one of the floors, but every month they switch you to a different floor. They have a smorgasbord of food on the first floor, and it goes down for 3 minutes each to each floor. You're only supposed to get your ration of food, but everyone is pigging out, and they don't care about the levels below them. So by the time it gets to like level 50, there's no more food left, and the people that are at the floors below that are forced to either eat each other, kill each other, do certain things in order to survive till they can wake up on another level. And it really will mess your mind up. It'll make you think. It is very thought-provoking. And it's just very subliminal to a lot of things that are going on in the world today.
Yeah, I've had that nightmare.
You great with these teases, man. You got me hyped up for that. I'm going to check that out. The Platform.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
I was checking out this one thing in Japan. It was a part of a documentary. Do you know the people they have on death row? They don't tell them which day they're going to get executed. They keep them.
Isn't that best, though?
You know, you wake up. That might be your day.
Today's the day.
They don't, they don't tell you. Isn't that crazy? What was the first car you ever bought?
First car I ever bought was a messed up Plymouth Reliant, and the damn wax job, it had sat out in the sun, and I bought it, and it was a messed up paint job just because the person previous to me that owned it had left it out in the sun, and it was waxed too long. So that's how much I just wanted a vehicle. I didn't care about how it looked. I just wanted to put some speakers in the trunk of that thing and be able to get from point A to point B.
I love the Plymouth Reliant. That's tight. Favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Favorite Thanksgiving side dish, man, probably the stuffing. I mean, if it's done right, the stuffing
can't
for
go
sure.
wrong. Favorite holiday song?
Favorite holiday song is Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Because I'm going to do a remix one day called These Nuts Roasting.
I'd bump, 2021.
2021. Hey, I'd bump that shit. I'd bump that right there. Favorite holiday movie?
Favorite holiday movie, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Classic. Who's on your collab wish list?
Collab wish list. Eminem is the one person I haven't. We went on tour together and never did a song, so I got to figure that out. I got to make it happen.
That'd be hot. And last one, best Christmas gift you ever got?
Best, believe it or not, best Christmas gift I ever got was nothing. I'm dead serious.
Really?
It was a Christmas, and my mom, I woke up and we couldn't afford to have anything. And it really put things into perspective for me. I was probably like 9 years old, and I was like, I'm going to work for everything I have in life. So if I ever have kids, they never have to go through what I just went through. It was one of the hardest days ever.
Yeah. That turned out to be a hidden blessing, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, motivation. It was motivation.
Exactly. Well, hey, man, congrats on everything you've got going on. Always a pleasure to catch up with you on with Mario.com to learn more about Kid Nation and all the great stuff that Luda's got. Thanks for checking in, brother. Hope to see you in person someday
soon.
Thank
you, man. I appreciate you, man. Hey, how old are your kids now? They're like 14, 15?
No, they just turned 10, 7, and 1. So I got a little bit of a late start.
There could be a 15-year-old out there.
I'm sure I got a 15-year-old out there. But not
that's crazy.
They haven't come up yet.
Okay, so real talk, man. Next time I talk to you, I know I'm plugging away at this shit, but I literally put my heart and soul into this.
Yeah.
Have your 7-year-old check out Kid Nation when it comes out. It's going to be live on Friday.
Okay.
I would love to hear your feedback, man, because this is like so dear to my heart. But it speaks for itself. So once you see the videos and you hear the songs, you'll know more. It's way better than I could try to remotely explain to you. So, man, do that for me, Mario.
I will. You got it. You got my word. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to put it in my phone right now. All right, thank you, brother. Hey, thank you. Take care.
All right. Appreciate y'all. On with Mario Lopez.